Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The ancient Egyptians are known for creating one of the greatest early civilizations in world history, leaving behind a rich cultural legacy that includes the Great Pyramids and the Sphinx. But if you look beyond their architectural marvels, what was life really like for the ancient Egyptians? As it turns out, mummification was just the tip of the pyramid. Let's delve into some of the strangest customs of ancient Egypt.
You're listening.
You'd be amazed. The ancient Egyptians were early proponents of hygiene and knew the importance of keeping their bodies clean, even if they didn't yet understand bacteria. They did, however, make the link between maintaining personal hygiene and not getting sick. While this seems amazing for a culture that was formed over 5,000 years ago, their chosen solution left a little to be desired. The ancient Egyptians were big fans of laxatives, with most people using them several times a month to keep diseases away. The prevailing medical theory of the time was that the body contained numerous channels which could become blocked by evil spirits, leading the person to become sick. They believed that laxatives unblocked these channels, and in fact, it was seen as the remedy to most, if not all, ailments. Ironically, this even included complaints of diarrhea. The types of laxatives used included figs, bran, and dates, but it's also been found that they used bowel stimulants such as colocynth and castor oil. And laxatives weren't the only peculiar topic when it comes to ancient Egyptian medical techniques. Childbirth can be one of the most painful experiences in a mother's life, so imagine going through labor without the support of modern medical care and practitioners. When giving birth in ancient Egypt, mothers would go into a squatting position over two large bricks, now known as Abydos birth bricks. The bricks would be decorated with colorful images of the gods and happy children to invoke protection for the mother and new baby. They believed that the infant needed to be protected from evil spirits who would attempt to harm the child from birth. After all, the infant mortality rate at the time was so high. The mother-to-be was attended by her handmaidens, who would help her remain in the squatting position as the midwife delivered the baby. The birth bricks were a crucial part of the ceremony of childbirth because the richer you were, the better and more highly decorated birth bricks you owned. Now, ancient Egyptians loved cleanliness, but another way in which they maintained their personal hygiene was to shave their heads. Not only is a shaved head more comfortable in the hot Egyptian climate, but it's also easier to avoid the dangers of lice infestations. So, although they're commonly depicted in art as having long black hair with fringes, those were actually wigs. One of the main reasons they wore wigs, especially for the working class, was to protect their shaven scalps from getting burnt in the sun. They were also used for decoration and as a way to cover thinning hair. Interestingly, lice were so prevalent that wig makers had to clean the hair with combs to remove lice eggs. We know this since combs have been found with traces of the eggs still in their teeth. The royal family was especially fond of using wigs, and they would be used in daily life as well as for special ceremonies, with some wigs dyed blue, green, or red and featuring precious stones. It has also been discovered that the ancient Egyptians, especially royals and nobles, used an early type of hair gel on their wigs. This was made from the fatty acids of both plants and animals and actually created the perfect environment for the wig to be naturally mummified alongside the human body. Although young children also have shaved their heads, those of nobility often had a long lock of hair on the left side of their head called a side lock of youth, which was a symbol indicating the wearer was a legitimate heir of Osiris. Now, this next custom is quite gross. Wearing a bag full of mouse bones around your neck may not sound like a good idea to us today, but this was the very remedy prescribed to those having trouble with bedwetting in ancient Egypt. And it didn't stop there. Rodent-related cures seem to have been very popular with the ancient Egyptians. Treatments involving mice were used in ointments to help everything from scalp issues to rheumatic pain. The bag of mouse bones remedy was also suggested to help a teething child, with the mother and child having first eaten the cooked mouse. These treatments likely had more negative effects on these ailments, as examinations of the digestive tracts of several children buried in cemeteries from the pre-dynastic period found evidence of rodent bones. Alongside actual written accounts of the remedy, it's proof the practice was widely and frequently used. Well, I gave it a go, and unfortunately, my mouse bone necklace didn't solve my bedwetting problem. Maybe I should have eaten the mouse as well. Moving on, there's a saying that you'll catch more flies with honey than with vinegar, and Pharaoh Pepi II would have probably agreed with the sentiment. Pepi absolutely hated flies, but with the Nile in close proximity to the royal quarters, the pests were commonplace. In response, Pepi ordered that several undressed slaves or servants be kept around him at all times. But here's the kicker, they had to be completely covered in honey. That way, the flies would swarm to the honey-smeared servants and not bother him. While this barmy idea actually did succeed in luring the flies away from Pepi, it must have been more than a little uncomfortable for the servants involved. Plus, Pepi II lived to the age of 100. He had one of the longest reigns of any Egyptian pharaoh, which means a long list of honey-drenched servants with much shorter lifespans.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On the topic of aristocracy, when it comes to royal dynasties, history has shown the prevalence of intermarriage or incestuous marriage, which continued to be popular in some countries right up to the 16th century. Many commoners, too, once believed that it was perfectly acceptable to marry your cousin. In ancient Egypt, the practice of intermarriage was not only acceptable, it was expected of the new pharaoh. The usual candidate would be the pharaoh's sister, but there were also marriages between cousins, uncles, and nieces, and even mothers and sons. Not to mention that most Egyptian pharaohs were polygamists who kept multiple wives. King Tutankhamun was probably the least scandalous of the bunch, since he only married his half-sister. The ancient Egyptians believed that intermarriage was the only option because it was a way to keep their royal bloodlines pure. Added to this, it was an imitation of two of their most beloved gods, Isis and Osiris, who were both brother and sister and a married couple. Although we now know that interbreeding can result in a range of genetic disorders for the offspring produced by the union, intermarriage in the Ptolemaic dynasty did actually have the desired effect. The Ptolemies were Macedonians who didn't want to taint their bloodline by mixing it with native Egyptians. Through intermarriage, they kept control of Egypt within their family for almost 300 years with iconic figures such as Cleopatra. You heard that right. Whatever Netflix wants you to believe, Cleopatra was of Greek Macedonian descent, just like that Greek neighbor keeps telling you. Now, one of the biggest debates surrounding the ancient Egyptians was whether or not they used slaves to build their pyramids. While it's now proven that the builders were paid workers, paid 1 gallon of beer a day no less, there is another interesting facet to be found within the ancient Egyptian workforce, that many pharaohs chose to employ workers with dwarfism or gigantism. A pharaoh's pyramid was arguably the most important building project of his life, since it would help him on his journey to the afterlife. Besides the pharaoh's sarcophagus, it would also contain untold wealth and treasure. It was unsurprising, then, that pharaohs often feared the looting of this bounty by the builders and the desecration of their all-important tomb. That's why they employed such an unusual demographic. Employing dwarfs or giants was a great idea, as the benefits were twofold. The workers were thankful for the work, having potentially been snubbed because of their uncommon appearance. And secondly, the pharaoh knew that if the workers were to loot the tomb, they would be easily noticeable when trying to escape into a crowd of people. Rather ingenious when you think about it. Although the ancient Egyptians disliked the death penalty and very rarely passed such a sentence, it wasn't exactly easy to get out of trouble once you found yourself accused. Nowadays, we have the saying, innocent until proven guilty. In ancient Egypt, however, it was more of a case of guilty until proven innocent, and it was up to the accused to prove their innocence. If you think that this sounds like a fatally flawed system, then you'd be right. Beatings were common to prove a person's guilt, with the judge and police of the time knowing that after sustained beatings, people would often say whatever you wanted them to say. The other option for the accused was to be judged by the magic of an oracle. This involved standing in front of a statue of a deity with two papers on each side of them, which read innocent and guilty. The sentence would be decided by whichever paper the statue turned towards, but the real decision was made by the priest controlling the oracle statue. Priests had a huge amount of power in ancient Egyptian times, and courts such as these allowed them to decide a person's fate based on their own opinions and whims. And their policing system was even more peculiar than their court. The ancient Egyptians established the world's first police force, but one fact that you may not know is that they had trained police monkeys as well as police dogs. The police force came into effect near the end of the Old Kingdom, and typical duties included patrolling marketplaces and temples to maintain law and order. At this early stage, officers were only equipped with a wooden staff, which is why the trained police dogs and monkeys were so useful. In times of disorder, these animals were used to chase down and apprehend criminals. How do we know that police monkeys did this? Well, it's actually recorded in a 5th century tomb, which shows a monkey in a marketplace holding a thief by the leg as they wait for a police officer to arrest him. At the tomb of the two brothers, too, there's a painted scene involving a monkey who's named as a security guard. And to conclude our journey through the peculiar cultural practices of ancient Egypt, priests played a hugely important role in ancient Egyptian life, but it wasn't always an easy job. They lived in the temples, which were each devoted to one of the Egyptian gods, and cared for these gods as if they were physically present on earth. Every day, food would be prepared and presented to the god statues in the temple and not removed until the priests were given a sign that the god had received the nutrients from it. In keeping with their love of cleanliness, they shaved their entire bodies for reasons of hygiene. They had 2 baths in the morning and 2 at night, 1 hot and 1 cold each time. Greek chronicler Herodotus comments that the priests in ancient Egypt had an unusually strict regimen and were only allowed to wear shoes made of papyrus. But perhaps the strangest aspect of priestly life was that their initiation ceremony into priesthood included circumcision. This practice was also common as an entry into the nobility of ancient Egypt, which means that it was seen as a way to distinguish an elite class. I hope you enjoyed learning about the strangest customs of ancient Egypt. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and I'll see you the next time you want to be amazed.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.